This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Power Hour, final hour coming up in 20 minutes. All our bets for tonight, all our bets for this weekend, game ones in the NBA and NHL postseason. Dennis Bernstein is going to join us in just a second from SiriusXM NHL Radio and the Fourth Period. We do have a piece of NBA breaking news. Ken and I will talk about this more next hour on the show, but just to get this out there for our live audience, Clippers star forward Kawhi Leonard officially listed as questionable for game one against the Mavericks on Sunday. Kawhi still has not done any contact in practice. That's awkwardly written by whoever tweeted that. As he's waiting for the inflammation in his knee to reduce. My interpretation of that is he's not going to play. Ken and I will talk about that next hour on the show. That is the latest on Kawhi Leonard, Clippers and the Mavericks, game one. That postseason series starts on a Sunday. Joining us right now to talk the NHL postseason is the aforementioned, the Silver Fox himself, joining us live on video. The guy is so handsome, it actually makes me sick. Great Dennis Bernstein from SiriusXM NHL Radio and the Fourth Period on Twitter at DennisTFP. My friend, welcome back to the show. It's Nick and Ken. Happy Stanley Cup playoffs, my man, to you and yours.
Nick, that's no way for a married man to talk, but it's great to be on with you anyway. So I just can't.
Don't tell my wife.
I promise I won't. It's our little secret. Can't wait for Saturday. It's here. It's finally here. The long marathon will be done tonight when the Kings finish their game against the Blackhawks. Can't wait for some very intriguing series. Another series which I don't think, or at least shouldn't be that intriguing as we get to Saturday.
And Dennis, you mentioned it, the regular season finales for some of the remaining Western Conference teams are tonight. That also means, and this is like me, the sicko, having to ask you this first question, that means that NHL award markets close essentially at the start of those games, about 3-4 hours, maybe a couple hours left to bet on some of this stuff. I was going to ask you about every award, just like, do you agree with this list? Mm-hmm. There's really only one market still open everywhere. And it's interesting because it's the most important award. You can still bet. We're hours away from game 82, and you can still bet on who will win the Hart Trophy for league most valuable player. Part of the reason for that is it's viewed as not over yet. Nathan MacKinnon has been the favorite for a very long time. He remains a pretty prohibitive favorite, about minus 300, minus 400. Nikita Kucherov, who had a historic season, right behind him, about 4-1. Connor McDavid, who also had a historic season, right behind them. Auston Matthews, who almost had a historic season, right behind them. So a lot of compelling candidates. Give us an idea, if you want to give us an idea, which way you're leaning in your vote, or just what you're hearing about the Hart Trophy before we do some of these series.
All I know, Ken, is, look, I've been a MacKinnon guy since December. I I start formulating my ballot probably 6 weeks ago, and I still have MacKinnon on top. There is so much late love for Nikita Kucherov for the fact he got to 100 assists last night, and there's only three players in the history of the National Hockey League that have had 40 goals and 100 assists. Kucherov's one. The other guy is Gretzky, and I think the other guy's Lemieux. So it's the problem is there's a lot of history being made this year. Right. Who gets to, and I know Austin only got to 69 and he really wanted to get to 70. Who gets to 70 goals? I just see a lot of late love for Kucherov. So it might be a very, very close vote. And I'll be totally transparent. I had my mind made up and I watched Colorado play the last 4 weeks. And now my nine's not made up. I don't know if I'm going to vote for Kucherov or MacKinnon first. They will be 1-2 on my ballot. Connor will be 3. But I'm still unsure of who I'm going to vote for. I'm going to probably have to decide, since the deadline is tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern for all the PHWA voters. I'm probably going to make my decision after the conclusion of the Kings game tonight, even though that doesn't really affect either one of those two guys.
Like Ken Barkley might throw on it. I was going to say, like, Ken Barkley might throw on his Jonte Porter jersey and send you some texts after the show today, Dennis. Right, yeah. But let's get some thoughts on the playoff series coming up here.
I need this gig, Jake. Come on, don't do that to me, man.
Dennis is the absolute
You're
best.
Good.
No,
You're
the
good.
Absolute
We're
best.
Good. Yeah,
so. Dennis, and if you are Ben for life, you always have a spot here on You Better You Bet, which I'm sure it means a lot to you.
Right.
Let's go to the playoff series here. Let's start with my blue shirts, the President's Trophy winners, the Rangers against the Washington Capitals. Rangers a huge favorite in the series. Capitals playing well down the stretch to get into the postseason, despite the fact that they stink. You know, we've seen crazier things happen in the NHL playoffs. Any reason that the Rangers should be on upset alert round one against the Washington Capitals?
Yeah, I know you guys were talking earlier in the show about Florida over Boston and in round one last year. This is not Florida over Boston. It would be a disaster if the Rangers lost this round. And I know Washington's been tough in close games. But what do they need? They need an empty net goal in a tie game to actually make the playoffs. Nick, I think it's a five-game series. I'll say maybe Charlie Grindgren down in D.C. plays great in net. Maybe Ovi turns back the clock one more time, gets a couple of goals. They find a way to win a game. But pound for pound, it's not close. It shouldn't be close. Like, they're an average team, the Washington Capitals. So that price of, what, $375 or $400, whatever it is for the series, it's warranted. And I think this is probably one of the easier first rounds for the Rangers because they're going to definitely need it going into the second.
Well, that was my next question, Dennis. Going to play the winner of Hurricanes and Islanders. Hurricanes, not quite as big of a favorite as the Rangers are, but still the second biggest series price that we have, and they're about -230 in game one. I kind of like the Islanders as a puncher's chance in this, and I don't like the Capitals in the other series. Do you agree with that, or you think we're headed for Rangers-Hurricanes for sure?
Yes, puncher's chance for the Islanders because they played well down the stretch, and they are a really up-and-down team. If you watch that team, they'd lose five in a row, then they won seven in a row, and they played really well down the stretch. And with both their goalies, with Sorokin and Varlamov, which was a surprise that Varlamov even got in a game, but he was the better goalie down the stretch. I just don't think there's enough offense, Ken, on the Islanders side. And remember, Carolina traded for Jake Guentzel and Evgeny Kuznetsov. They're going to be they're a better team than they were last year when they got swept out in four by the Florida Panthers. So, yeah, I think they'll be challenged. I think this could be a longer series, Ken, but the max I think would be six, and I like a Carolina Rangers matchup. So I do like the Hurricanes to escape the first round against the Islanders, but it'll be more contentious than I think the Caps and Rangers will be.
Look at Varlamov and Sorokin both staying. Patrick Waugh skating out to play goal for the New York Islanders in this playoff series. Nick and Ken here. Yeah, I guess, well we kind of do. Didn't go well against Minnesota in his last start. You Bet with Nick and Ken here on a Thursday. Bets for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Thoughts on the Stanley Cup playoffs from the great Dennis Bernstein, the Silver Fox. Very handsome. Don't tell my wife. On Twitter at DennisTFP. Dennis, let's hit the other two series in the Eastern Conference. Then we'll move to the West. Let's start with Florida and Tampa. So the Panthers, by virtue of winning their division, get a team that's bouncing from the playoffs twice in the last 5 years, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Panthers, the better team. But will they win this series, Dennis? Who do you like, Panthers or Lightning? Well, Florida is favored.
Nick, if you're a conspiracy theorist and you watch the Bruins play the last game at home against the Senators, who stink, and they lose 3-1 in a game that they really didn't compete.
This is not a conspiracy. This happens. Like, this absolutely
happened. We talked about it a lot.
Boston tanked the game 100%.
They didn't want the Lightning. And now they didn't want the Lightning. Yeah. Right.
So this is a blood series because I will tell you, the Panthers and the Lightning hate each other. It's as simple as that. It's a cross-state rivalry. They do not like each other. Look, Tampa is very dangerous. But they're not the same team that won the Stanley Cup because their depth isn't the same. Like, their bottom six isn't great. Their bottom six defense isn't great. Now, maybe Sergachev, one of their injured defensemen, comes back. Vasilevsky's still great. So if they're going to win the series, right, what's going to happen? Their elite players, Kucherov, Vasilevsky, Point, Stamkos, have to come through. I think this is a very tough series for the Panthers. It might sharpen them for the next round. Seven games, and I think the Florida Panthers escape. But would it shock me if Tampa emerged? It wouldn't, because if their guys rise to the occasion like they've had so many times before, it could be a reverse for Ottawa, for Florida. They could be the one going out in the first round as a heavy favorite.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last series in the East, Dennis, Boston and Toronto. So you mentioned Boston, like, slips on a banana peel against Ottawa. And oh, look who they draw, the team that they're literally 4-0 against in the season and who they play in the playoffs all the time and beat. Do you see that kind of working out the same way? Do you think Boston advances to play either Florida or Tampa?
You would think based on history, based on this season series between the two games, that Boston would win easily. I just got an inkling that Toronto's going to find a way to beat them. It's going to be a long series, I think 6 or 7, but I don't like the way the Bruins are. That game aside, Ken, down the stretch, it hasn't been the same Bruins team. They've kind of glided in. Their defense isn't as good. Still have great goaltending, still great depth. I think Toronto finds a way to break the curse. And there's a lot of curses they have to break, not just this one, but the curse of the Boston Bruins. So I do like them as an underdog in the series.
Now, you know, Dennis Bernstein, now our mortal enemy. Let's go to the West and lightning round here. Dennis, don't have a ton of time left. Want to hit a bunch here with you. Winnipeg and Colorado, Avs a slight favorite despite the Jets having home ice and the better goalie. Who do you like, Winnipeg or Colorado? 30 seconds.
Run to your book and bet on the Jets. I don't know why they're on the
Jets.
They're the better team. They're the better team by far, by far.
Oh, yeah. Right, was that too guttural for everybody?
Ken Barkley in ecstasy.
Yeah. I love the Jets in that series. Great. Love that. Keep going, Nick, if you want to go through some more series.
So let's do Vancouver and Nashville. Vancouver swept the regular season series against the Nashville Predators. Thatcher Demko is going to play tonight as he continues to tune up for the postseason. What do you like here with Vancouver and Nashville in the West?
Pesky Preds, but they don't win the series. Vancouver with Demko back, and it's a big difference. You could see the last 6 weeks, they haven't been great without Demko. Vancouver in 5 or 6 to go on to the next round.
All right, we don't have time to play out all the various Western Conference hypotheticals here, but let's assume, because the Kings are massive favorites tonight, and word is that the Blackhawks are going to play like a bunch of different lineups in the final game of the season. The Kings are probably going to win. And if the Kings do win, we will get the Edmonton Oilers against the Vegas Golden Knights and the Dallas Stars against the Los Angeles Kings. Who would you like in those two series, Dennis, to close?
Okay, so if it's the Dallas and the Kings, if you watch the series, I would pick the Dallas in 3, not in 4. That's how much they dominated the Kings. That's not a good matchup for the Kings. They really got dominated. So I'd have to pick Dallas in the short series. And I want chaos, so I want Vegas to beat Edmonton in the first round so we can hear about, do Connor and Leon really want to play together? What's going to happen with Leon? He's a free agent in a couple of years. I like the chance against Vegas. I like Dallas as a big favorite to beat the Kings.
If it's flipped, I think I got that wrong, by the way. If it's flipped, and we'll cover our bases here. If it's flipped, Dallas versus Vegas, Oilers versus Kings, who would you like? 30 seconds.
I like that. I picked Dallas to go to the cup final against Carolina, so I'm going to pick Dallas. And then it was the Oilers and Kings. I actually think the Kings would find a way. 3 times in a row to beat the same team in the playoffs is very difficult to do. But again, it depends what Vegas does tonight. They play the Ducks. If Vegas gets a point, they're going to play Edmonton in the Stanley Cup first round.
Who wins the Stanley Cup? 30 seconds to close.
Carolina over Dallas.
Who wins the Conn Smythe?
I picked Jake Guentzel, who came over, who's going to score a ton of goals with Sebastian Aho. So I love that. I just think that they're really built to win at this point, Nick. They're a really, really quality team. It's not going to be easy, but I think the additions of Guentzel and Kuznetsov are really going to help this team because their flaw in the playoffs has been scoring. I don't think so this year.
what round will Carolina actually lose in, causing Rod Brindamore to have another nervous breakdown on the bench?
I guess any round. Well, I think the conference final. And they'll outplay the other team, and then they'll say we should have won. Like last
year. Like they did against Florida last year, and they got swept. Yeah, is the best. We'll talk to Dennis throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs, I hope, at DennisTFP on Twitter, SXM NHL Radio, and the fourth period. Dennis, stay well. We will talk to you soon. Final hour, power hour coming up next. If you're watching on Stadium, head on over to Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL. We're coming right out of the chute with bets for this weekend in the NBA and NHL playoffs.